Hello everyone, welcome back to Rogue Opinions. My name, as always, is Nathan, and we are ranking some banking, but there's only two of us today. So hello, Reese. Hi, Reese.
Hello, Nathan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very, very well. Yourself?
Getting there. You know, with the baby stuff is taking precedence now. You know, we started sorting her clothes out, which she has more than me. We started sorting out her bedroom, which is bigger than mine. And yeah, really excited now. Only 4 months to go. Less than 4 months to go now.
Is that a snipe because you have lots of clothes and the baby's already got more of you? Or are you one of those guys that has like six shirts, two pairs of shorts, a couple pairs of jeans, one pair of trainers?
No, see, I have six pairs of trainers and I don't wear four of them because they're too expensive to wear. I've got about eight t-shirts, three of West Brom ones. and I have two pairs of jeans, yeah.
Oh, see, I hate jeans. I have
so many boxes though.
Well, you got to.
I'll just ask you a question, yeah, because Beth found a pair of mine the other day in the washing, not just randomly around the house. And
but I'm sure she does that all the time as well.
Oh, she probably. I'll leave them. It's like a treasure hunt. Fine.
So you got a scent, like a dog. You got a scent.
Oh, that's what I do. But
yeah,
she had a go at me because one pair had a hole in the back. I didn't know it had a hole, but she said, "Oh, you got to throw this away." And I went, "But no, I like these."
Nah, if something's got a hole in, I'm straight in the bin.
But I didn't know the hole was there.
Yeah, if you don't know the hole's there, that's fine. She can't have a go at you for things you don't know.
And also, she has a go at me because all my boxes are the same colour. I've got all my boxes are black. And she might, oh, how do you know the clean? I went, because I put the dirty ones in the wash.
Like a gentleman.
Yes. Some of them are high, but you know.
I like variety. I've got colourful pairs, patterns, stripes. Then you can kind of see how you're feeling on a day. You can open a drawer and it's like, oh, today's a stripy day.
I do have some funny ones. I've got ones that I've got hot dogs and pizzas on them.
That is funny.
I have a flamingo pair as well, which is just, they're just amazing.
Smart. I've got a pair of shorts with flamingos on.
So have I. I've also got ones with toucans on it.
Oh, toucan play at that game.
Oh, I realise I don't talk. This is why I don't talk to you.
Well, let's get it out of the way. Then. This is Rank Bank, the show all about ranking things and banking them. And today, Reese, this episode came about because we had an unexpected argument that came out of nowhere one night. It was heated, and now a month later, we're back on speaking terms. But we are talking Assassin's Creed today. Both big fans of the series, despite its quirks. And we felt it was going to come together. So this is actually going to be like a three or four part series on Assassin's Creed. Today we're just ranking the games themselves, the base games. We're not PSPing or any nonsense like that. We're not doing the weird side scrolly ones that Xbox kept trying to get me to download and tricked me into downloading once. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And we're not doing the DLC packages. This is just the games as a whole. And then there's going to be about 30 hours of us breaking down each character in upcoming episodes.
Yeah. So we had a look today. We just thought, the argument that ensued, it got pretty, as Nathan said, pretty heated. We said some things that were hurtful. I said Nathan smells. He says I have big feet. And he just went from there. We said pretty hurtful things about each other. But now, I think we're adult enough to do this. But no, I looked at characters today, and I got halfway through Assassin's Creed 2 characters, like, you know, the antagonists and all that. And I realised this is going to be like a 63-parter.
Yeah. And, so we're not ready to do that because we got a carbo load. Reese has only opened one cider. We need to be at least sort of like four or five pints in, and it needs to be sort of 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We might just do it down the pub, just take microphones to the pub.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, we'll just sit there, just scream our heads off at 3:30.
By the way, Taurus original cider from Aldi, it's top tier.
Yeah, I'd shop at Audi as well. Couldn't agree more. Much better than that Strongbow shit.
Oh, Strongbow. No, see, Strongbow, the first couple of sips of Strongbow are beautiful. Then you get to the end and it's just, it's flat. Flat Strongbow is the worst.
Yeah. Strongbow Dark Fruits is the only acceptable Strongbow.
Oh, Cloudy Lemon. Cloudy Lemon. That was nice.
I don't think I've had Cloudy Lemon.
Well, you're missing out, mate. Is that Thatcher's, though? Oh, I don't know. It's from my doing it's nice, but there's Thatcher's Cloudy Lemon or Thatcher's Blood Orange. Oof. Oof.
Orange. That sounds good. Well, let's get this going. So, Assassin's Creed games, we're going to go in chronological order of release date, not era. So, Reese, we've been kicking off with Assassin's Creed. That's it. Wasn't called One or anything, just Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed. Set in the time of the what were they called when the Europeans decided that Christianity was the best, and the crusade times, yeah, when, as a Christian to racist and didn't like any other things, but yep.
Unlike we modern day,
no, not at all. Everyone's civil these days. And we followed an assassin, a master assassin I might say, called Altair. I'm not going to butcher his full name because, you know, I'm respectful. And
we're not Carl.
We're not Carl. You know, you'll call him like freaking Al Moolin or something like that.
I have to say, I'm going to go in. This is hot take. I think my nostalgia glasses makes me think, oh, I need to put this game as goated. But I remember playing it when it first came out and finding it so unbelievably hard to control the character. I get so pissed off at every element that I don't think I finished it, one of like the remastered editions or whatever came out later down the line. But the first time it came out, I've stopped playing it because I was like, this you cannot control this guy. It's nuts.
You're showing your age there, pal.
I'm an old man.
Your age. This was the first game I ever completed. This was. It came out a very long time ago. I say 2008, I think it came out. Assassin's Creed 1 or Assassin's Creed
7. 2007,
sorry. I was 12 when this came out, and, you know, playing a 16 game at 12. My parents are the worst. But this was the first game I completed, and I loved it. For the time, it was incredible. Now, if you play it now, it's a bit clunky, and I do get you where you come from, the trying to control Altair. But the story, it was well-paced. It was well-paced, but then I did find it a bit repetitive.
Oh, it was so very you go repetitive. From, you horse ride was, down the road, climb a tower, get down the tower, horse ride for a bit.
I don't think it was like, okay, right, I'm gonna do this, okay, I'm doing some climbing, my eagle's gonna scream at me, then I'm gonna jump into some hay, and then I'm gonna ride again, my eagle's gonna scream at me, I'm gonna do that again. But I loved it. I got really immersed into it. And side note, I have my very first tattoo was nothing is true, everything is permitted. That those words on my arm, they were the first tattoo I had.
That's the Creed.
Don't go as much I like it. But I just loved Altair. I think Altair was just incredible. And I loved the story as well. The story was so well written for Assassin's Creed 1. And the shock at the end, because, guys, spoilers, the leader of the Assassins, Al-Mualim, was actually the villain the entire time.
God damn it. What a bastard that man is. Yeah, I think the game's very much a product of its time. For where gaming was at the time. I do think it's very repetitive. It's incredibly repetitive. But it was a ton of fun as well when you learn how to control him.
Yes, and I agree.
But the combat was crap.
It was. It was very much right. Okay, I'm going to slash you here. Then I'm going to step back. I'm going to slash your friend. I can't
Everyone's
do the
very
crazy.
Slow.
Do you remember? So obviously, the first time playing it, you know, we're basically you're trying to counter, and you just your arms, your wrist is waving around like, "Ooh, look at me!" Ooh, like your snake charming, effectively. And then
you lose all the abilities. So you have to learn how to jump.
Yes.
And how to block, and you're just there like, "What am I doing?"
I did. That bit was frustrating, but then again, it was just it was a great game, and awesome as well with the. the whole Templars and Assassins and the whole Abstergo and everything like that. That part of it, it was a very good opener to the series. And so for me, I'm just going to rank this now. I will agree with you, and I'll go, it is goated. It is Genesis, effectively.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think I will put it as goated for all the bad stuff that I just said about it. It is a product of its time. It frustrated the hell out of me at first, but maybe I wasn't patient enough. But yeah, it's a great start. This is when the modern day stuff was intriguing.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, what's going on here? And I think we can move on, because I think we both agreed.
Yeah, okay. By the way, just before we move on though, I just want to say, because we forgot to do this, because we don't have Scott here shouting at us, Nathan. We forgot the categories. So the categories are, and they are new ones for this one, because me and Nathan are funny people. They are, let me get the categories up. I'm well prepared. They are goated, good, so-so, why are you here, and burn.
Yeah, well, this is definitely goated.
Yes, it is goated. And also as well, Nathan, remember, we do have our do-over as well.
Well, I can't wait to change my mind on this one.
All right, and so now we move on, Nathan, though, to Assassin's Creed 2.
Goated. Doesn't even need a conversation.
It is the great. It was for a very long time my favorite game.
Yep, same. I didn't have a Xbox 360 when this game came out, and I only played it around my friend's house every weekend for a bit. I used to always go around to my friend Ben's house. And he didn't like it for some reason, because he's a horrible human being. And over the course of like 6 weeks, I just completed Assassin's Creed 2, like in little spells on the Saturday. I think it came out in 2009.
Yeah. It was just epic. I've played. See, I bought it with, I think, because every Assassin's Creed comes out in November. So my mom said to me, what do I want for Christmas? Because, you know, when she broke it, Santa wasn't real. I was upset. But she said to me, that makes me like I'm really sad. But no, she asked me, what do I want for Christmas? I said, I want Assassin's Creed 2. She got it me for Christmas. And I think I completed it within like 2 weeks. Because I'd get home from school, and the first thing I'd do was go and play Assassin's Creed 2. Because I was just so invested. Ezio is just amazing. The whole story is brilliant. And I just think it's so much better than Assassin's Creed 1, though.
Oh, so far. Unbelievably so. So I think Ezio as well. I think Brotherhood can just come into the conversation as well. Because I think Brotherhood took everything that Assassin's Creed 2 did and kind of elevated it a little bit whilst also adding new things.
See,
the continuation of the story as well.
I don't like Brotherhood as much as 2.
No, I don't think I do either. I think 2 I have much more love for. Maybe it's just because it's the start. But I do think Brotherhood took some ideas, did some new stuff with it, kept the story flowing, and was still like a ton of fun as well, which is the key bit, really, is that this Ezio story is kind of, although there's mystical stuff compared to what's to come in this podcast and discussions, it's so much more grounded. You're actually an assassin rather than some sort of mythical being.
But I think he wasn't even an assassin, let's be honest. I mean, he wasn't
for a long time.
He was a boy thrust into a position he didn't know anything about because of tragedies that befall his family. And, you know, when his family gets arrested and all that, you're thinking, all right, is he actually going to do it? Is he gonna become one? And then the whole shock when all his family get killed by his mom and sister, that was just... Again, I remember just sitting there going, no, what are you doing? Save them. And then just this journey through 2 and Brotherhood, it was just mesmerizing. The fact that I've got the Ezio collection, I've replayed it about 3 times. I've played Assassin's Creed 2 roughly about 8-9 times during everything. And it's just a game that you can go back to and enjoy yourself.
Exactly. So I think Assassin's Creed 2, goated.
And it is, I think it probably is it's my second favourite game of all time.
What about Brotherhood?
No. I would put Brotherhood in good.
Yeah, I can see that.
I agree with you. It's a very good game. it is a very good game. However, it dilutes the Da Vinci relationship with Ezio. It dilutes that game massively because all you meet him is you only see him on the bench. However, I do like the introduction of Cesare. I think he's just a top tier villain.
Yeah, absolutely. He is great.
Machiavelli is a dick.
He's just a suspicious human being, and I feel like Machiavelli, and we won't have this entire discussion because there'll be the character ones to come. Machiavelli goes out of his way to be suspicious.
Yes, I was waiting for the reveal that he was a Templar. That's what I was waiting for the entire time I was playing the game, going, right, I'm waiting for you to turn.
Yeah, and then he just turned out to be that.
The way you act.
He just turned out to be that dumb guy.
Yeah, but it's very close to being goated. I think that Rome was a beautiful city to set it in. I think it was the right city as well to set the game in. And it just looks, as I said, beautiful to play. But the only downside with Assassin's Creed 3, if we could go to the modern day stuff, it's the pointless death of Lucy.
Yeah, they didn't capitalize on that as well. I just feel like they couldn't get, what's her name? Her name's just jumped in my head. The voice
Christian
actress.
Bell.
Christian Bell. Christian they Bell. Just couldn't get her for the future games. So they were just like, we're just going to have to kill Lizzie.
Bye.
Bye now.
I think this is where like, the stupid first people bollocks really piss me off.
Oh, God, I hate it so much. It's awful.
I was intrigued. Assassin's Creed 1, I was intrigued. Yeah. Assassin's Creed 2, it kept the intrigue. You know, we're trying to find the symbols and everything like that. It kept me intrigued. However, by Brotherhood, with the modern day stuff with the first humans, I'm there going, oh, just fucking end.
Yeah, it does suck. And I think that's the worst bit. Well, Brotherhood, I think we're putting in good, aren't we? So because these three tie together, the conversation is sort of flowing across them. But I think that's where Revelations, I love Revelations. I think it's very good. But the stupid, you're stuck in the Animus stuff. Just made me so angry and trying to do Desmond's stupid challenges where you're trying to play Portal. It just pissed me off so much. And because my lizard brain is addicted to completing puzzles, I was like, well, I'm doing them all. And like the hours I wasted for no reason and no payoff of just playing Portal in Assassin's Creed without the portals and the sassy robot.
You had angry William Miles.
I don't care about William Miles.
No, I reluctantly play Revelations again.
Oh, I think it's great.
Purely for the fact I know it's the end.
Yeah, I think you just have to find Altair's tomb. I think that's the whole time. You just say, well, I'm going to have to find it. There's so many bits of Revelations that I don't bother with. Like, they introduced those bombs. I don't think I ever used them.
Oh, no,
I'm not collecting lamb's blood. I've got shit to do.
Now, see. I did it, but then I did it for all the wrong reasons. So what I would do when I got bored is I would go into a crowded part of the city and just drop bombs. And I realised that makes sound really bad, but I had so much fun.
Yeah. That bit is fun.
I would, but... The combat in Revelations was, it didn't need to be changed. Like, I think Brotherhood and Assassin's Creed 2 had the combat down perfectly. And also the Eagle Vision as well, the fact that you now couldn't use it on the move, you could only use it if you stood still, pissed me off. Yeah. And also just...
I think they did, one thing they did do a good job of is showing Ezio's age. And I think they do that throughout the series quite well, is because obviously this is a long time ago. People didn't live as long. So they did a good job of showing us Ezio kind of as an old assassin having to sort of find his way in the world and although it sounds to it in the story he has his limitations. Obviously when you play at him he can still scale the highest building there and jump off it no problem into a little bit of hay. But like in terms of the story they do a good job of showing you an older, wiser Ezio. And the Altair stuff is fun.
Yeah, I really like that. And also, I think the ending's just perfect when he speaks to Desmond. And he accepts what he is. He's basically, as you said, he's a conduit. And for another person, he's just a postage stamp. And I'll tell you now, I watched Embers as well, obviously, which came with the game. And I shed a little tear when Ezio died. I really did, because he was, I think he was the first video game character that I liked, you know. I know there's obviously other games out there that people like me, you look at Call of Duty, people like Captain Price, Soap, etc. And then you've got Resident Evil with other people and Final Fantasy and all people in those type of games. But for me, Ezio was the first one that was like, I had a sense of care for. Like, I want all good things to happen to him because he deserves all the good things after what he's been through. And when he dies in Revelations because of that Chinese assassin, stupid lady.
Yeah. It's great because you get to see Ezio literally as a baby and then literally dying. Yeah. Like, you see his entire life, everything he achieved, everything he went through, the life he lived. You kind of think about all the nutty stuff he's done and the stuff that he's been through, from watching his family obviously get hung by because of corruption, and then having to go all the way over to wherever Revelations was set. I can't remember. Istanbul. Not Turkey. Istanbul, yeah.
Istanbul. Or Turkey, then. Istanbul.
Yeah, whatever that was. It's just so much fun. And I think the cinematic trailer for Revelations, do you remember when that first came out, when it was about to get hung off of the ledge of that thing? It's so great. I think Revelations should be in good as well.
Oh, I'm tempted to put it in goated as the perfect end to the trilogy.
I'm not going to dispute you. I'll put that in goated as well. It could be in the lower end of goated.
Yeah, I think just for a trilogy of games, they are just incredible. And the only reason why Brotherhood's in good is because it's not as good as the other two. I think the other two are just perfect. If I can quote Homelander, it was perfect. Perfect in every way.
Oh, right, let's get on to it.
Assassin's Creed 3. Whole new combat, whole new way of being, you know, the menu was different, the animus was different, everything was different in this game. The premise was really good, setting American Independence War. You're thinking, yeah, this is going to be badass. You don't play as the main character. Well, you know, in some people's eyes, until what, the fifth or sixth chapter or something like that.
Yeah, well, it's telling an entire story, and I think the biggest mistake, Assassin's Creed 3, and we're coming at this from two different angles, because I really like Assassin's Creed 3. I don't think it's goated by any stretch of the imagination. Oh, okay. But I think it gets so much hate for actually just being a fine game. Because it doesn't do anything particularly wrong. But the biggest mistake Assassin's Creed 3 made was trying to carry on the stupid Desmond thing.
Yes.
It's the worst bit of the game. You don't. There's every time that the Animus did its thing, where it kind of like shut down, and Desmond's about to wake up. I was just there. And I was like, why am I fucking doing this? I was just having perfect fun hunting wolves, and now I'm fucking around in Brazil, on top of a boxing match, trying to find a thing. just so shit. And the only cool bit is when you get to Mission Impossible, jump from a crane onto a skyscraper. but there's also no reason to it. So I think they hadn't quite jumped the shark on the modern day stuff until Assassin's Creed 3, and then they lost the plot completely. And it's such a small part of the game. It probably adds up to like 45 minutes maybe. But it's also the way the game ends. And it's the way the game begins, and you've just been having so much fun chasing down Charles Lee or throwing tea in a river, and it's just fucking dumb. It doesn't make sense.
No, I'm with you on this. The fact that it's the modern day stuff drags it so far down, because, and also as well, I can't stand Connor either. I think obviously the main character, he says in quotation marks.
He doesn't have to be the main character if you don't want him to be.
No,
I don't think he's the main. He's not the main character on his own. He's just the guy you play as.
No, but things like, I always classify the guy you play as the main character. Yeah, so for me, he is the main character, and he How can I put it with it? He's such a whiny little bastard. And
his whole village got burnt to the ground. He watched his mum get crushed by fire.
Ezio's family got hung, and he wasn't a whiny bastard. He got out and killed people.
Yeah, but he's Italian. He's got that Italian fire. Connor's got years of institutional racism to deal with all these white men stealing his land.
Well, he shouldn't be a pussy then, should he? But
he's not a pussy. He's a fucking tank.
No, he's not, though, is he? Because he gets
so many people. You could just stand there and kill the entirety of New York if you want.
Which is wrong.
With a tomahawk.
Also, as well, I'll put this out there, Haytham is better. I love Haytham Kenway.
Yeah, but he's also a dick.
He's a lovable rogue.
He's not low. He abandoned his family to search for what? He assassinated that dude in the theatre and then tried to run away. He's a pussy as well. He didn't stand there and fight.
Did he kill that little boy? No. He could have. Did he? No.
Yeah, because he's a pussy.
So, the moral compass of Nathan. You can't run away from your family, but you can kill children.
Honestly, if Charles Lee had just killed that kid, Haytham wouldn't have had any problems.
It's all Charles Lee's fault. I hate Charles Lee. I think he was... Yeah, he's just a tick.
He was a scabby little... But let's the actual game, I think... There's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing on the combat from the Ezio era, and I do think it is very much stand and wait your turn at times. I think this was much more free-flowing. I think the bringing in kind of the different mechanics of being able to go hunting, you're actually able to be a bit more stealthy than you could in the original Ezio trilogy. I know when they did the remastered, they brought in bits and pieces. But in just when the games first came out, being stealthy was really hard because there weren't a lot of mechanics to actually be stealthy. Whereas in this one, you can hide in the bushes, you can do this, you could do that. It gets a bit more Splinter Cell-y, if people know what I mean by that. And I think the setting's great. The game was beautiful when it came out, and it was in the remastered one that you got with Valhalla. It's just as beautiful, and it stands the test of time. So I think they did a lot of things right in moving Assassin's Creed forward. And getting us towards Black Flag, obviously, with the ship mechanics that they brought in with the sailing, completely pointless for this game. But I'm glad they tried it because it meant we got Black Flag. There was no reason for you to own a ship other than the ending where you just drive a ship for a bit. Or maybe it's the ending of the ship missions, but it's completely pointless. But fun, because you got to meet that pirate guy, and you get to go look for that sword that magnetically repels bullets. So we're getting towards where Assassin's Creed ends up. But yeah, I think this game's... They didn't quite get it right. So I don't think it's... What was underneath good?
So.
I'd put it there.
Ooh!
I don't think it needs to be any higher, but I think they took a lot of risks, and I think more paid off than didn't.
I'm shocked. I generally thought you would put it in good, but it's a beautiful...
I think it is good, but comparing it to the other games, I don't think it deserves to be in good, if that makes any sense.
I don't know what you mean, but you look at Brotherhood as the game that got good, and it's one of the best games I've made. But with Assassin's Creed 3, I said it's a beautiful game to look at. Graphics are beautiful. The whole world map thing was beautiful as well. You know, it was a very... You're looking... If that map was laid out, it's a very big map for a game. Huge.
Oh, it's huge.
It's a huge map. I mean, you've got the whole frontier. You've got New York, Boston. You had all the ship missions as well. It was a lovely game, but I couldn't get behind Connor as the main dude, the assassin, or he's going to be on, that's going to kill everybody. If it was a game about Haytham, and it was Haytham all the way through, I wouldn't put it in GOATed, because I love playing as Haytham.
I don't know why they haven't made that, because it's like ready built. It's there. The story's right there, because Haytham must have used to be an assassin.
He was?
Yeah, so why not tell that story?
This
They've
is the
they've told they've told the story before in Black Flag. They told the story after with Connor, and Hafen's just like in the middle. There's
He's
just
the
like that big lapse of content.
No, it is. But I mean, you see Hafen near the Black Flag, as you said, but he's. I would put it higher up people to game about Hafen and not Connor. But I can't disagree with that. I'll put it in Sov Sov as well. So Assassin's Creed 3 is
I do enjoy
flat-out.
The homestead missions are fun, getting to build your little homestead and build your little family. Achilles sucks, but he's meant to suck. I think that's the entire point, isn't it? Because there's that scene where Connor is like, "You let it die." And he's talking about the Assassin's Guild or whatever.
Yeah.
It's hid away.
Well, there's a reason behind that, which we'll get to in a minute. So as we alluded to before, so we've got Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Edward Kenway. This is the first game where you're not an assassin, and I loved it.
Yeah, this is such a good game. It's the Pirates of the Caribbean game Disney's too scared to make.
Yes.
So Ubisoft Montreal stepped in, and I think it's excellent. I think you can see the ship mechanics from 3. Kind of mastered as well. Yeah. They got, which is the biggest part of the game, is driving this ship. So they had to get it right, and I think they got it bang on.
It was perfect. I mean, ship mechanics down to, you know, the combat with the ships was great as well. What I really liked was the sea shanties. They were really good, because you know it's when you're playing Assassin's Creed Black Flag, you just go for a nice cruise on the sea, and you just hear them singing. You can't help but join in because you're sad and you play the game that many times. And but I did like the story behind Edward as well. As I said, not being an assassin, he poses, gets found out, then kind of becomes sympathetic to their cause, but doesn't fully join ever. And it's a really good thing. And also as well, the modern day stuff was really good.
Yeah, it was really different. So you're first person and you're working for Abstergo, basically going into animuses, which basically kind of look like weird VR devices, but they're harvesting people's memories to make their games.
Yeah.
So it all gets a bit meta.
Yeah, and also you're hacking as well. We can hack into their computers. A lot of them for puzzles, they're good. One thing lets it down, though. The civilization, the first people are here again. Oh, fuck off, Juno, or Minerva, whichever one you are. But the seer was a really good thing as well. You know, that little shock that he was the dude who was helping you hack into things was actually the main antagonist of the entire game. Very good. And I really enjoy it. Granted, there were some silly bollocks in it.
Yeah.
Some very much silly bollocks.
We're getting there at this point. Like, although it does get a touch more grounded in the next couple of games, we are starting to get that. Yeah, I think it's fun. All the islands to explore are great. The little pirate dude that you meet at the beginning was cool. What's his name? Bonnie. They made a Taika Waititi make a show about that dude.
I think he did, yeah, because he was a merchant, then became a pirate, and he wasn't a very good one, and he got killed pretty quickly.
He was like, Blackbeard is great. He's scary as fuck.
James Kidd as well.
Yeah. James Kidd sucks.
No, I liked the little. I liked the. It was a woman, and you know, it was quite good. But the ending is perfect. He's walking. Basically, they're on. Where are they? They're in. Oh God, where are they?
In Nassau.
Nassau, yeah, they're there. Their home port, Edward's ship's there, and when he's walking down, he sees all of his friends that have unfortunately died, and they're all on the bench singing, and the song behind it's perfect. He meets his daughter, and you're just thinking, it is the perfect ending to a goddamn near-perfect game, and I would put it in GOATed.
I think it needs to be in GOATed as well. I think it's the easiest Assassin's Creed to just pick up and play. If you're not a big fan of the series, this is it. It's like, you like assassins? Yep. You like pirates? Yep. Here you go. Go be both.
For me, Assassin's Creed 2. For me, Assassin's Creed 2 is that one.
I think Black Flag would be the easiest one for someone to just pick up.
Yeah.
Whereas 2, it's kind of like there is that story. Like, it literally starts out as a sequel with a story. I think the only Is there any, no, I don't know if everything is that bad, actually. I do think the assassin stuff is a little bit shoddy in Black Flag.
Well, the Mayan stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit meh. But you can forgive it because it's actually, being an assassin is like the fifth thing that's on the priority list in this game.
Yeah, it's be a pirate.
Build your port. Make your ship really fucking deadly. Go continuously get killed by the legendary ships until you somehow do it.
I've done it once and it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, it takes like 45 minutes of just like driving in circles or sailing in circles around this thing, just hoping and praying that for some reason the game makes a lightning bolt, like to just hit the ship.
See, I can take the one on its own. I can't the one with the double ships. I can't. Yeah. To this day, I've not been able to do it.
You'd have to fully upgrade the ship, which takes, unless you're going to pay for the resources, is just like hours of grinding, grinding and grinding to then get a better RAM. Those were the days when games were great.
They were. I think this is, as we'll get onto, I think this is the last great Assassin's Creed game, go-to Assassin's Creed game, because we're going to get some pretty weird ones at the moment. So we now move on to a game that doesn't get the love or recognition it should. It's Assassin's Creed Rogue. It's like a tying off Assassin's Creed 3, but leads into Unity, and it's kind of Black Flag-esque as well with the ships and everything like that. So you play as a bloke called Shay Cormac, who's an assassin, who gets sent to Lisbon, which gets destroyed, and Achilles knew about it, and you become a Templar because they shoot you. And it's just a really fun turn on the thing where actually you see that the Templars and the Assassins' goals are so similar, and it's just the way they go about it is the thing that separates them. There's no, it treads along between what is good, what is evil. Very good. And I enjoyed it, and also the tie to Unity was very good as well, with the fact that Shay actually is the assassin, the Templar who kills Arno's dad.
Yeah, I think they added some interesting bits as well. I mean, they had these super annoying bits, which is having the assassins hiding in a bush just to pop out and stab you in the back. You just, and then so it kind of encourages you to always use your eagle vision, which is kind of like playing Arkham Asylum, where it's really, it's 10 times an easier game if you just turn on Batman's night vision. So yeah, it kind of became a little bit like that. But yeah, it's an interesting one. It kind of feels like not a full game and kind of just an in-betweeny, because when it first came out, it stayed on the older consoles, and then Unity was obviously the sort of a day one release on next gen. So I think Rogue just kind of got left behind because it didn't get bought into the forefront to begin with.
I think it was the budgeting. I think it was the budgeting, because the fact is that it is unfinished. It's a bit clunky. It's basically a copy and paste of 3 and Black Flag. So it's a good game, but it's nowhere near the levels of what Assassin's Creed was at that point. And you're basically saying, right, okay, tell me what's different between this and Assassin's Creed 3, and there isn't anything really.
I think Rogue is worse than 3. Rogue 3 is at least finished.
Yeah, I agree. So, but then I did like Shay. And I like the fact that he was the one who crippled it. No, it wasn't. Haytham's in Rogue as well, actually. Haytham is in Rogue, yes.
It's like a weird crossover episode.
Yeah, we should have put this after Assassin's Creed 3, now remembering it back, and not after Black Flag.
Well, I don't think it should be in the bin, but it should be underneath So-So.
Why? What? No, why are you here?
Yeah, because actually that fits, because I also don't think it needed to exist. Like,
no, it could have existed, and it should have existed. Maybe if it was a DLC in Assassin's Creed 3, then, you know, oh, look, you could play as beforehand, what happened before this happened and all that stuff. But no, you don't. It's just a separate game, which I made the misfortune of paying full price for it because I thought it was a new Assassin's Creed game, and it wasn't. And when it was, and it wasn't at the same time, and I played it, and I remember being left just feeling very deflated by it. I did like the tie-in, though, to Unity, which we'll get on to now. What a segue that was, Nathan.
That was pretty good.
we now go into Assassin's Creed Unity, set in France, so you know, immediately thumbs down, because no one wants to play as a Frenchman who speaks perfect English.
Yeah, he's a remarkably American for his Frenchness. So yeah, you play as Arno. I don't hate this game, unlike everyone else, but I did hate it for a very, very, very long time, and this is why. It's because day one, pre-ordered it, went down to Game, which is a game store here in the UK, if you're not listening from the UK, picked up my copy, got home. They hadn't patched it yet, so you could play 2 hours of the game, get into a bit where you have to sneak around a building, and the game breaks, and it literally, until they patched it, it became unplayable. So you have this $59.99 disc, or however much it was. It would have been $59.99 or $49.99 at the time.
Oh, it was $50. Yeah.
That you could not play until Ubisoft patched it. And so I returned it, got store credit, and I can't remember what I got instead, and didn't play it for like 3 years, because I was just like, no, I'm not. No, fuck it, I don't want it. Didn't care. I found out all the story bits from Wikipedia and just moved on with my life. And yeah, I've played it since, and it's fine. It's not great. Doesn't make any sense, the story. The assassin looks cloak is boring as shit. It's just blue. Yeah, I don't think France is particularly interesting.
No, it's France.
Yeah. And the story was all right. It was just a whiny. It was a, you know, it's like a guy who's really, he's got a really well paid job, who's too afraid to leave it. So he just moans at his boss all day and then turns up anyway. He's just like, oh, yeah. And they're just there, like, you can go if you want. And he's like, yeah, maybe I will. See you guys tomorrow. And he just leaves, going around to the sewer like he's a Ninja Turtle.
Welcome to our life, Nathan, here, guys.
Yeah, and then just that weird bit where you suddenly are in the World War II shooting guns at planes.
Yeah, that's
well. Yeah, this game sucked, actually.
It really, because I'm sitting there going, all right, Encore, I'm going to play this. I waited, because I saw all the bad stuff about it, so I went, right, okay, I'm going to wait. So I bought it about Feb time, you know, give it some time to be patched a few times. And then when I watch at the start, and it's a man with an electric sword. And I'm there going, oh, God, here we fucking go. And we're not electric. I'm not just
that.
I think it was Unity. I think it was the Staff of Eden. I think it was a Sword of Eden, this was.
Oh, fuck's sake, yeah.
And it's spouting electricity. I'm there going, oh, wonderful. And then the ending is absolute wank, because you're looking for a piece of Eden. And you're thinking, right, as this the dude you're hunting for the entire game, has he got it? And it just turns out, no, and his skull is buried in the wall of skulls in Paris. And I just went, I've given you time in my life that I'm never going to get back for that shit ending.
Yeah.
And also the DLC I bought the DLC as well, because I'm stupid.
Never. Yeah, you're stupid.
I bought the season pass. That's how stupid I am. Jesus. And I bought the season pass. I bought the season pass of Black Flag, and it turned. But the season pass of Black Flag was amazing, because I got the Adewale DLC, which was really good. But the Unity one, I just remember sitting there going, "I've wasted £24 here. Yeah. I've paid 75 games all in for this. £75 for this game, and I'm just sitting there going, I've never been more disappointed in the game." And I'm going to put this in burn.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think I was scarred on day one. There's no reason for anyone to ever pick up this game. It's not fun. The only good bit is literally just that it brought in that mechanic where you could do things in different ways, as in enter buildings in different ways. You know how buildings work. and yeah, the sneaks mechanic sucked. Although it was the first game to bring in the ability to free run down. But
yeah.
It didn't work.
No.
And it didn't, actually. It didn't work until Odyssey. But... Oh, no, did Origin, you... sorry.
Well, did you have the glitch with... I was playing the game, and Arno's face disappears, but I'm just left with his teeth and eyes.
Yeah, I had that. That was on the day one as well.
I was crying of laughter when I saw that. And then I will give Unity one positive. Two positives. One, very good looking game.
Yeah.
Beautiful game. And number two, I did like the combat. However, just a combat that it's nowhere near as good as Assassin's Creed 3 in terms of combat. Which is
No.
the which I do think, and it pains me to say, is the best game for combat.
Oh, easily. We'll get into, I think we're putting Unity in the bin, so we'll move on to Syndicate, and I hate this game. I think
So
it's
do I.
crap. I think it's
It's the
really
worst.
boring. I don't understand it at all. Their base is on a
Yeah.
constantly moving train. How many train lines
Yeah.
were in London in Victorian times?
I know. Yeah, the gang thing didn't work. And also Jacob is a twat. Evie is. It was a game.
Sucks.
If it was a game about Evie, yes, I would have loved the game because I played majority of the game as Evie,
Yeah, I
and
tried
it.
as much as I could because Jacob sucks.
Yes, and we're gonna have a gang. We're gonna call them the Green Knobheads, and
Have Peaky Blinders come out when this game came out?
no, I don't think it had. No, and I will say this: I did like the slingshot thing, though. We shoot at a building and just fly. I did like that. That was quite good. Basically, I was a Victorian Spider-Man. That was good.
Victorian Spider-Man would suck. There's no high buildings. He's just a man.
I like that bit of
Oh,
it.
so shit. The
But
combat was crap as well.
it was the ending was naff as well, because weren't you fighting over a piece of cloth?
I
A
think it's
cloth of
Queen Victoria just turns up.
yes. I just like going, oh, okay, right, okay. So yeah. And also you fight over a cloth of Eden. And
This
it's
was the
just
point where I was like, I wish these pieces of, because I hadn't played Unity when Syndicate came out. I was like, this is the point where I was like, these pieces of Eden need to fuck off.
yeah.
It should have
Also,
gone with Ezio. Like, just do new stuff. I mean, the one with Connor was fine, that little, because it wasn't really part of the story in any great way. It was just kind
no.
of a thing you were after, but actually, the villain was doing so much more evil shit, like burning things to the ground, that you could forget about it. And like it didn't really matter, and it was only when the modern day people brought it up that you're like, oh my god, fuck this thing. But with this guy, it's like there's an evil guy. He's got the piece of Eden. Why is he evil? He's got the piece of Eden. Okay, yeah, but why? Because he's the bad guy. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, the main, I mean, I love the fact he introduced the main villain and he's doing what all Americans think British people do is hatch evil plans in a tall tower drinking tea. Look, American people, now listen to this, yeah. We do not do that all the time. Okay, we drink tea in the morning. That's the only time when we drink tea. Okay. We don't sit in high towers in tweed and purple suits making evil plans. No. Okay. Just because you can't grasp intelligence, American people, does not mean that all British people are evil.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you, America.
Yeah, fuck you, dumbass bastards.
Hate them.
Yeah, well, Syndicate, I think. I don't think it should. No, actually, I do. Put it in the bin. I don't care.
Burning.
I'm never going to play it again. I'll
No.
burn it.
Because. On the PlayStation Store, they had Black Flag, Unity, and Syndicate, all three for 14 quid. Yeah,
That's a good deal.
I bought it just so I could play Black Flag, and that
You get £14 of fun out of that.
exactly.
Right. Let's talk about jumping the shark or jumping the sand shark.
Origins,
Origins.
the start of the fucking. The absolute quirky bollocks. This is just, it's again, right.
Such a weird direction to take the series.
It really is. I mean, okay, you meet Layla, modern day Layla. I don't know anything about Layla to this day, and I've played three games as her. I don't know who she. I know her name's Layla. That's it. I will give this again. Absolutely beautiful looking game.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Like, and it still is now. Egypt looks wonderful. I just don't like the thing is Ubisoft have painted themselves in a corner with this modern day stuff yes. where but the other thing is the gamers will forgive you if you just stop doing it. Like no one enjoys this. There are gonna be some nerds there that have probably mapped it out, and all power to you if you enjoy it. Like, just because we don't doesn't mean you aren't allowed to. But in my opinion, there's no reason to keep it going. Just stop it. No one cares.
Yeah.
You can have it as passing mentions in notes that you find, like how Elden Ring tells its story.
That is a game series I have tried to play, got really bored very quickly because I kept getting killed by big, massive fucking monsters that I just couldn't escape, and I hated it. But let's get back to Origins, though. It's the bit for me that was quite, that I just went, I laughed at this bit. Have you done the asteroid thing where basically there's a chicken. You get to ride a chicken as your mount. Have you done it?
No. So
you get a futuristic shield and a futuristic sword, and you get to ride a camel chicken hybrid. It's weird. And I laughed so hard.
I didn't enjoy Origins, I've got to be honest. I don't enjoy it. I really like Odyssey, which we'll get to in a minute. I don't find Origins particularly fun. I think the world is kind of... It's literally what it is. It's a desert. There's nothing to do until you get from place to place. I found the leveling up system frustrating. I found the combat really frustrating. The bits that are fun are exploring the pyramids, finding the tombs. That's pretty cool. I don't care about the story in any way, shape, or form.
I did. I leveled up to have a pet lion. So, you know...
For God's sake.
So, not buried
remember
in mind,
when
though.
We were just jumping off buildings to kill people?
But I had a pet lion who then betrayed me and killed me because I didn't realize that the thing falls, it doesn't last forever. So I was just walking with the pet lion and the camel chicken thing, and it killed me. And yeah, and also as well, I found, so you know the where you get you know the puzzles that you had to do.
Yeah,
I found the Sphinx one really fucking annoying because I could never find the entrance to it until a couple of years ago when I played it again. I was at the question mark and they're going, I can't get there. I don't know how to fucking do it. How the fuck do you do this? I can't do it. And then I realised how to do it because I watched a video on YouTube. But that's by and by. But I'm with you. I find it really, really just, there's a lot of nothingness.
If it was a game about Egypt, like, and it's in complete separate from Assassin's Creed, and you're an Egyptian soldier trying to get revenge on Cleopatra. Great game. But when you actually start playing it, you're like, hang on, this is an Assassin's Creed game. I'm not an assassin. I don't have a hidden blade. I'm just a dude, but I'm the ancestor of a woman who isn't in the game until like the random bit where she has to kill some people. And you just, I don't know. I don't think you should burn it because there is fun to be had. Like, and it is because if you don't think of it as an Assassin's Creed game, it's a very meh Egyptian action game. Like,
it's open world.
So I think it's so.
And also as well, we'll get into this when we do characters, you know, part 406. But I find Bayek really fucking annoying. Like, okay, I get it, your kid got killed, but you don't have to mention it every 3 seconds. Honestly, yeah, he's one of those people. You could be talking about spaghetti. I like spaghetti. And you can say, oh, my son likes spaghetti, he got killed. Oh, for God's sake. Yeah. Or you talk about this. Right, I'm going to go watch football the weekend. My son likes football. Oh, my God.
Don't care about your son, Bayek. No one cares. You're in Egyptian times. Everyone has a dead kid. There was no medicine. You're all covered in fucking sand, Bayek.
Yeah. Shut
up, Bayek. No one cares.
And also, as well, also to put this out there, if he was a more attentive dad, is someone that got killed?
Yeah. if you weren't fucking useless, Bayek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now piss it's off. Like... Get out of our world. Odyssey. I love this game, but it's not an Assassin's Creed.
No, it's not. It's a weird game. Right. If you play as Alexios, it's a shit game.
Sucks.
If you play as Cassandra, it's a fantastic game.
I think this is it. I think this is where you kind of realise that from Evie Fry onwards, Ubisoft cannot write male characters. They're all terrible. But the females are all amazing.
Right. Basim. Basim's a very good... Basim's an intriguing character. This is the thing. He's...
Which one's Basim?
Basim's the one in Valhalla.
Yeah. I just had to Google it, but yeah.
I mean, main
characters.
Wait, he's a main character. He's the main one for Mirage.
But that game hasn't come out yet, so I'm still right.
True.
I'm right. If you're listening to this in October, I'm wrong.
Okay, right. Assassin's Creed written a male. Are we talking about main character, not just male characters?
Yeah, they suck. Jacob Price sucks. Bayek sucks. Yeah. Alexios sucks. Whoever the male Viking equivalent of Eivor is.
Eivor?
Yeah, that'll do. He sucks. No one played as him.
I did. Do you know why I did? No. Do you know why I did? I'll get into it.
Did you want to bone one of the female characters?
No, you could do that as a lesbianism. I'll tell you in a minute why I played this male over. We get to Valhalla. Right,
let's get through Odyssey. Odyssey. Yeah, go on.
I really enjoyed it. I liked the size of the map was just huge and it was great. I liked the little side missions. I liked the shock of the story as well. You know that he or she got killed as a baby, but no, they didn't. They're the leader of these cults with masks, and then you end up
just remembering the first time that it's like you're like, oh my god, he's the leader of the cult. Oh, I need to go find my father. Okay, I'm gonna find him. Oh, he's the king of Atlantis. Oh, okay then.
my dad is Poseidon. And I'm just thinking, I mean, this is prime Assassin's Creed bollocks. This is, and it's brilliant. I couldn't stop laughing.
I honestly need to find out, like, when did they legalize weed in Montreal? Because I reckon it's around 2050.
I don't think this is weed. I think it's like speed.
Oh, this is party drugs all the way. Yeah. I just don't want to accuse anyone of being a drug addict.
No. Basically, this is what happens if you let Liam in charge of something.
No, this is what it is. It's 3 a.m. You're sat in your apartment. You've started just drinking vodka mixed with just whatever's in the cupboard. So it might just be like Ribena or something, or like soy sauce. You've all been doing a load of like party drugs. And then you're just like, you know, it'd be a great Assassin's Creed game. And then they just didn't edit it in the morning while still hungover and handed it in.
Is this the one where you kill elephants? No, you have to fight war elephants. That's honest. No, that's Origins, isn't it?
Yeah, you end up fighting war elephants, which sucked.
You just don't go, right, okay, I am one man fighting a war elephant. Now, an elephant on its own can kill me. A war elephant will definitely kill me.
Yeah, it's like Odyssey when it's like those event things and you go and have to fight like a pile of rocks that conducts electricity.
Yes.
So like, why am I... And then they try and do that super grounded story about the origins of the Hidden Blade, just somewhere in the middle, whilst you're riding a falcon.
Awesome as well. You know how you can buy, you know how, obviously this was the first one, I think Origins was the first, where you can buy like the armor packs, yeah?
Oh god, yeah, some of them were just like literal lava.
I bought one. It was the armor of the first gods or something. You are just all white. You're all white. Your head, your headgear, yeah, is a headband, and you wear it. You look like a sperm. It's the best way I can describe it. You look like a sperm, and then to make it funny, like I went in the water, and Beth watched. This is the first Assassin's Creed. Beth like came in and saw me playing, and she went, Why are you playing as a sperm? I went, I'm not playing as a sperm. I'm playing as a woman. Thank you. God. And she went, and then she just put the line, women, she quote this best. The one of the funniest things she said to me was, women can be sperms too. And I just went, oh, wow. Wow. I've just been gender shamed by my girlfriend. And, but it's just get back to the story now. I loved it. I mean, it was a good story. I liked the fighting mechanics of it. I loved the map. It's a beautiful game, as always, with Assassin's Creed. And I just, it was, do you know what it was? It was a lot of fun.
It was a load of fun. I think for all of the stuff we just said, it's ridiculous. This is the one where it's the most ridiculous, but it's also, the story's quite compelling. The combat's great. It's fun to do the war stuff. Everything works. There's literally, if you get all the DLCs, there's like 200 hours of good content this game. Though it is wacky, you are like the daughter of Poseidon. Your mum fucked a fish man at some point. And there's some really compelling characters. So I think it is goated. Because I think genuinely I would... There is a very high chance that I will, at some point in the next 2 months, pick up Odyssey and end up starting a new save.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Do you know what I'm going to do when I finish this? I'm going to get my PlayStation. I'm going to get my PS5 and I'm going to download all the Assassin's Creed and just play them and just go, right, which one is the most silliest bollocks? I'm going to play the new three. I go, which one is the silliest bollocks I can play? And I'm going to put it out there. The silliest bollocks one that I'm going to play is the one we're going to talk about quickly now, is Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I'm going to put it out to you, Nathan, my animal that I ride around the countryside of England on, is a rainbow bear. It's a rainbow unicorn bear.
I liked Valhalla when it first came out, and I got into it. You forget it's an Assassin's Creed game completely, apart from Bastion's there to remind you.
Yes, I loved it. Because bear in mind, at this point, this was the height of Vikings was everywhere. So I was watching the show Vikings at the same time. I was playing Valhalla. I loved it completely. I love it. but the silly bollocks bit is brilliant. Reader is in it somehow. That little boy in every one of the new three games, he's in it again. Hasn't aged. And yet he's here. But as I said, though, I have a rainbow unicorn bear as my steed. And for that, it's goated.
I don't think I can argue with you. I think the combat's reasonably good. I wish it had a touch more colour to it, because it is the dark, greeniest game you will ever play. It's very dour. The main story might as well not be there. It could have been like, it's probably been 3 years since I did a main story mission.
Is it something about
a king?
No, it's not. No, it's about a woman who kidnaps Sigurd, and that's he loses his arm.
Yeah, you get him back at some point. Yeah.
And you're just there going, okay.
You're just there and you're going, who the fuck is Sigurd?
Also, I'll put this out there, every chance I get, I bang his wife. So. Yep.
And then he gets really mad at you. And is that not worth, if you could do that in a game, it is goated. Rainbow pears and cucks.
Rainbow pears and cocking a one-armed man. And also my ship.
Oh.
My ship as well has a rainbow cat, rainbow shields, and rainbow star as the helm. And it's fucking brilliant.
What's your resting chapels? And they're just like, what the fuck is that?
Basically, about it is Christians don't believe in, like, the gay things, and they believe it's wrong. So there's me supporting the LGBTQ community with my rainbows and my pride stuff, going in there.
And for that, even without mentioning all the fun stuff you get to do in Valhalla, like kill a giant dog, it is goated. And that is every Assassin's Creed game ranked.
Look, I love the fact it started off serious and then we got to the most silliest bollocks game.
We started just like climbing towers in the Crusades and ended by raiding chapels as a rainbow Viking. That is the Assassin's Creed story. Some major highs, some major lows. But I think the series is picking up again. Mirage looks it's hard to say before it comes out. I think we've both got opinions on it, which we'll get to. No doubt we'll do an in-depth review when it comes out. But for now, thank you very much for listening, everyone. You can find Rogue Opinions at Rogue _ Opinions. My rainbow bear, Reese, where can the people find you?
You can find me at Our Sword is 995. Oh, that's amazing. My rainbow bear, Reese.
on Twitter, it might be called X by the time this comes out, but yeah, whatever it is. You can find me at NathanAdler92 on Rainbow X, not Rainbow, Twitter. Oh god, he's infected me. He's infected me.
I'm gonna, yeah, when this finished, I'm gonna go on the PlayStation. I'm gonna send you a picture of my bear.
You better. And... you better. We'll upload it onto Twitter. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.